South Africa is, behind schedule in the vaccine rollout program. Now, as part of the Sisonke study, the first vaccines were specifically aimed at frontline workers. It seems many of the frontline workers are, have concluded with that, with the shot. But the vaccines are now making its way to the general populace, with the first group targeted those over 60 years of age who are assumed to be a health impacted community. So if you are still struggling to figure out when you will get your turn for the COVID vaccine, Becky Sisa and Media Hack Team teamed up to create an infographics that make it easier to decipher. And we speak to Editor-in-Chief at the Becky Sisa Center for Health Journalism, Mia Malan. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning.
Mia, explain how these infographics work and how it will change as the vaccine, rollout process develops and continues to change as more information becomes available.
So our infographic is merely something that takes all the information that's available in terms of timelines at the moment and put it in an infographic so that it's easy to understand. But as you know, the timelines of our vaccination rollout have been changing constantly over the past few weeks. So each time that there are significant changes, we will change our infographic to update it. Now, at the moment, there's lots of stuff that we don't know in terms of timelines. We know that the rollout is supposed to start on the 17th, but there's a lot of information about how ready we are that we don't know yet.
Mia, besides, of course, the timeline, we know that the main difference between the vaccines currently available is that the Pfizer vaccine requires two doses and the Johnson, commonly known as Johnson & Johnson vaccine, one dose. This is now with the two vaccines that are commonly available here in South Africa. There's a possibility of a fourth one coming should they pass the SAHPRA health guidelines and approved by government. Was this also taken into consideration when the infographics were prepared?
Well, no. At the moment, what we do is we go with the information that we have, and we know that the only vaccines that we can use that have been approved is Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. We also know that we have procured enough Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines to vaccinate the entire adult population in South Africa. So in theory, we've got enough vaccinations. What we do on our timeline is to explain when they will arrive, because we're not getting all of those vaccines all at once. The companies can't produce enough vaccines to give them all at once, so we're getting them in batches, and we give those timelines as to when will they arrive. Those timelines might change. They may not arrive at the dates that the government says they will arrive at the moment. And in defense of the government, they don't really have a lot of control over when these arrive. It really entirely depends on the companies that produce them. So we, for instance, heard from the health minister on Sunday that we've received one batch of just over 300,000 of Pfizer vaccines, and that we were going to receive another batch this past Sunday, also just over 300,000. But we haven't seen an official announcement after that. He just said it was on its way just before midnight. It was supposed to arrive, but we haven't seen an announcement after that to confirm its arrival. So at this stage, we don't know if it arrived, because there's no official announcement. But we know the health minister said it would arrive. So in terms of that, some of those timelines might change. If they don't arrive in time, they don't arrive in time.
Mia, today is the 11th of May. Based on the information that we currently have, including the anticipated information of the arrival of these vaccines, what is the current figures telling us about which South Africans are currently targeted and how many will be vaccinated from between now and, say, the end of June?
So what we know is that on the 17th, which is this coming Monday, we are supposed to start with what the health department calls phase 1B of the rollout. Phase 1A is the Sisonke study that is supposed to vaccinate 500,000 healthcare workers. We have 110,000 left to vaccinate before Monday, and that is a lot of healthcare workers per day. It would work out to about 18,000 per day that we would have to vaccinate before then. And at the moment, like yesterday, yesterday we vaccinated 13,000, 18,000 would be pretty high. On the 17th, we will start with the healthcare workers that weren't covered by the Sisonke study, which is 700,000 health workers and people of 60 years and older. And the reason we start with 60 years and older is because those are the people who are most likely to end up in hospital or to die of COVID. So we want to cover the people who will have the most severe illness first. So what do we know about Monday? How ready are we? What we know is that we have one batch of Pfizer vaccines. We don't yet have J&J vaccines. We know they're ready at the Eastern Cape Aspen plant, but they can't be released yet because there is a international investigation, an FDA, that is the regulator of the United States, investigation to make sure that all the J&J vaccines are safe, because there was a factory that manufactures ingredients for J&J in Baltimore in the United States that got some of the ingredients contaminated. It's not going to affect, it seems, South Africa's J&J batch, but because of that investigation, they have asked that no J&J vaccines are released until that is concluded. So we don't know when the J&J vaccines will be released here in South Africa. The health minister did say mid-May. We're sort of in roundabout midway now, but we haven't had an announcement. So if we start on the 17th, what we've got is the Pfizer batch, the first batch that we received. We know that the health department said that Pfizer vaccines will be used in urban areas and J&J in rural areas. So it seems like we're likely to start in urban areas because it's the only vaccines we've got, is the Pfizer vaccines that will be used in urban areas. No province has really, other than the Western Cape, has really made consistent announcements about how ready they are. From the Western Cape, we've heard that they will start this week with going to old age homes to get people registered, especially those people who weren't able to go onto the internet and register. We also know there's a WhatsApp application now, and there's also a USSD application. That is a way to register without having to pay for data with text messages. And the Western Cape said they will start next week, they're ready, and they will start with old age homes to go and vaccinate people there. They will start with government old age homes, and they will try to make block bookings on the EBDS to have a slight change to the system so that lots of old age home people can register at the same time and they can do the vaccinations as quickly as possible. But of course, we've got a limited number of vaccinations at the moment. We've only know about confirmed over 300,000 Pfizer vaccines that we have to work with at the moment.
Mia, so, I mean, say a person is younger than 60 years of age, belongs to the active economic population of the country, is a frequent traveler, needs to be out of the country, you know, a few times a year. When can they be expected to register for the jab, noting that you need to get back to work and much of your work is out of the country?
So we haven't heard an announcement of when can they start to register, but what we do know with the current timeline is that after the people of 60 and older, we will move on to people of 40 and older, and that will start in July according to the current timeline. It might be later if we run behind with the vaccinations. But as things are at the moment, you can start, and that is not dependent on, you know, how often you travel. That is really just dependent on your age. And they also said, the health department, that along with the 40-plus people, we'll also start with congregate settings such as prisons and mental health homes, because in congregate homes and settings, the virus can spread very, very rapidly and easy because everyone is living in such close proximity of each other and a large number of people. And after that is done in November, we will start with the rest of the population. So everyone who hadn't been vaccinated, essentially.
Mia, according to the current infograph, I mean, when are we expected to, well, reach the majority of the population, those above the age of 18, which will herald in what is known as population immunity?
Well, we will start with the rest of the population in November, and the aim is to be done with that, with enough people who have been vaccinated for population immunity in at the end of February. But it's important to understand that population immunity is also dependent on how effective a vaccine is. And we are using two different vaccines with two different efficacy levels. So it is hard to say, exactly when we will reach that, because it so much depends on the efficacy of a vaccine.
And Mia Milan, of course. Mia Milan, thank you so much for your time this morning, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And with that infograph, no doubt we're going to visit the center and or rather the website and look at it. Thank you so much for your time once again.
Thanks for having me.